Writer Kazuo Ishiguro may need a bigger bookshelf soon. He's up for the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay for Living, his remake of a Japanese film. And if he wins on Sunday, he would have a Nobel Prize, a Booker Prize, a knighthood, and an Oscar. NPR's Bilal Qureshi spoke with Sir Ishiguro and has this story.
In 1952, Japanese director Akira Kurosawa released what is now considered a classic of world cinema, Ikiru.
I first saw Ikiru when I was about 11 or 12 on British TV at a time when it was very difficult to see any Japanese movies in England. And it made a terrific impact on me.
It's a story about a bureaucrat in a dead-end job in post-war Japan who receives a diagnosis of cancer and learns he has 6 months left to live, and therefore starts to think about what living really means.
That's Pico Iyer, who lives in Japan and has written about the film.
Ikiru means to live, and that's what suddenly he has to address.
Kazuo Ishiguro was born in Nagasaki 2 years after Ikiru was released. He moved to England with his family when he was only five, and Japanese cinema became a bridge to his past. 70 years later, he's written his version of the story, transplanted to post-war London.
The idea wasn't just to do a kind of translation of the original film into a British setting. I mean, it was to take that material and kind of marry it with other things that I and others wanted to say about British society.
The film opens with a sea of gentlemen in bowler hats and umbrellas marching to their London offices.
Living is about a guy who is almost buried by bureaucracy. He's the guy who works in the local authority. And he's just ground down by work. He's just become a kind of a zombie.
Mr. Rossbridge, why does this D19 come back to us?
The actor Bill Nye is also nominated for an Oscar for his lead performance as Mr. Williams, reserved to a fault, but crumbling beneath the surface following his diagnosis.
You see, this is rather a bore, but the doctors have given me 6 months. A to nine at a stretch.
Again, critic Pico Iyer.
Ish's great strength has always been for catching that bittersweet moment that just pierces you towards the end of your life when you're wondering what your life has amounted to.
That strength was part of the official citation for Kazuo Ishiguro's 2017 Nobel Prize for Literature, which described him as a writer who has, quote, uncovered the abyss beneath our illusory sense of connection with the world.
To be honest, Bill, I never quite understood that Nobel citation. I stared at it for a long time, and it sounds good. I wasn't about to complain.
But he acknowledges that his focus on internal reckonings is indeed a recurring theme. It's at the heart of his two most famous novels, The Remains of the Day and Never Let Me Go, which were adapted for the screen by other filmmakers.
A man cannot call himself well contented until he has done all he can to be of service to his employer.
If anyone knows those novels or the movies that have been made from them, they can probably see that there's a relationship with living and with Ikiru.
None of you will do anything except live the life that has already been set out for you. And sometime around your third donation, your short life will be complete. That's what you're created to do.
It's a way of setting up that urgent question. So what do you do with your life? You know, what is really important in life when you become highly aware of its, you know, how limited it is, how short it is?
One of the most powerful scenes in the new film version of Living is a musical sequence. After his diagnosis, Mr. Williams, as played by Bill Nye, goes on a bit of a bender, and during a raucous night out at a piano bar, sings a Scottish folk song that he shared with his wife.
My leaves were aye the first of spring, thy flowers the summer's pride. There was ne'er such a bonny tree.
I wanted the audience to remember that he's singing this song that he associates with his late wife. And that part of him that perhaps died way back then, he is found again. He's revived somewhere.
The writer Pico Iyer says the new version of Living retains the bittersweet essence of its Japanese original, but it is not just a remake.
Ikiru by Kurosawa seems to me a film about Japan. Living by Ishiguro and his colleagues seems to me a film about humanity.
Living is a very small, intimate film, and it's nominated this year for a screenwriting Oscar in the same category as Top Gun Maverick. But the competition isn't the point, says Kazuo Ishiguro.
What's important is, you know, are the stories being told well? Are they being told honestly? Do they resort to emotional manipulation? Or do they actually contain something you could call some version of the truth about the way we live? I think these are very important questions, and I think these are the questions that get asked at award season.
Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.